A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." Sisters and brothers, the gospel of the risen Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This afternoon, the Rams came back to L.A. And depending on who you were cheering for, you're really happy that they won. Oh, if that's new news and you videotaped it, sorry, just take away the disclaimer. One of the realities of the Rams game today was they wanted to make those from L.A. who were alive and well in the previous part of Rams' life, so they decided to take their uniforms and use the old version of the uniform. And we do these things in our culture on a regular basis. You go to a track meet or a marathon and you buy a t-shirt. And if you go to a concert, you buy a t-shirt. And you wear things, we wear things because it says sponsored by whatever the company is, or you wear things or you have a purse because everyone knows that it's made by Chris Ponet or whoever the famous person is. And it says something to other people, I guess, that you wear these kind of clothes and you wear these symbols on your clothes. We as Catholic people, when you come to church, one of the reasons why the priest wears these funny garbs is it allows you to know what we're celebrating. So if I'm wearing something that's all white, it's a big, large occasion, or gold, like Easter or Christmas. And whether we're celebrating someone who died because of a martyrdom, we wear red. And so today, and most of the year, we wear green to remind ourselves that in the ordinariness of the year of the church of our lives, that God is acting in our ordinariness. And so the scriptures today invite us into that place of asking the question, is God the center of my ordinary life? If you've ever been to a funeral before, anyone ever been to a funeral? And usually at a funeral, what happens is that we tell the wonderful stories about this great person who's died. We look back in their life and we say, he was a great classmate in high school or college, or he was a great worker in the community, or she was a wonderful mom or grandmother, or she was a scientist that did all these kind of things. And it tends to be at funerals that we remember all these wonderful things. And that's like Christmas and Easter. We can come together a couple times a year and say, God is wonderful. But during this ordinary part of the year, we are invited, and the scriptures invite us to say, wait a second, God is here right now. We are invited today to say to our child or parent, you know, you did a wonderful meal last night. Or, thank you for helping me with school last week. Or, I just love you because you're my little brother. Or, you're my greatest aunt. We are invited to say those things not only at the funeral, but today in the ordinariness of life. And so the first reading says that in the ordinariness of life, we should remember that those in power who don't care for the poor, God will remember. The Scripture invites us to realize that God is not just in our life in special occasion, but in the ordinariness of life. And that first reading reminds leaders who have any power, whether it's a parent with power over kids, or someone at a church, or in the community, or in our nation, that those who are given power must make sure that the most vulnerable in the community will always be served. And the second reading reminds us that we must pray for each other, including those people in power, that we are called to daily realize that we are partners together in this life. And so when Jesus gives us a long parable, and we only use the latter part of that parable today, he invites us to say, when we are entrusted with small things in our daily lives, God will invite us to do more if we're trustworthy. And then he says, well, we're going to have to do this, and a choice is between God and other things, other people even. So tonight I invite us to think about the ordinariness of your life and mine. Where do we see God in that daily everything that we do, whether it's getting up, making coffee, making sure food is ready for kids, getting them in the car, going to work, getting them home, or whether it be going to school, making sure I did my homework, meeting friends on the field, all those daily ordinariness of life. Now, in the midst of that, the Bible invites us to realize that what we put on our clothes can say a whole lot about our lives. So the reason why I brought up the Rams shirts and all that is that sometimes we have to ask the question, what are we wearing? And what does it say? Does it say anything about our life? So if our t-shirt says God is dead, what does that say about our faith life? And if our t-shirt says Jesus is Lord, that's something else says about our life. If what we wear, like what we wear in church, represents something that we're celebrating in God in our life, so also what we wear ordinary in life. So if we wear everything that is sponsored by a sports team or company, am I surrendering my life to that company? Are they the ones that control my life? Or is it just something that I wear and I'm consciously saying, no, God, Jesus is Lord and Savior of my life. This week, as we heard at the beginning of Mass, is Catechetical Sunday. And part of Catechetical Sunday is that in the ordinariness of life, we are all teachers of each other. We are all learners of each other. We are all capable of not only doing ordinary teaching, but there are those among us who take classes, go through a training, and then provide a voice, a reflection on the Scriptures and the light of our church with small little children, young people, and adults. And we celebrate their desire and their willingness to say yes to being agents, to being reflections of God's message to us. And so we celebrate them tonight. So I invite us today, when you go home, go into your closet or wherever you have your t-shirts and say, what are the messages on those? Today the Rams wanted to say, we're back, we're like the old days. And because they won, that's a nice little thing that added to it. What do we wear that says to those we encounter who we are as people of God, a people of faith? May we, if not by our clothes, may we, by what we say, how we act, where our hearts comes from, indeed say to the world that we are God's children and all of God's creation is holy and sacred. And every person that God has created, from the womb to death, is sacred unto God. We are invited to believe that, but then to allow it to affect our ordinary lives. And in that, we lift up other people, and we also give God's praise. The choice that Jesus gives us is between God and mammon, between God and other things that can distract us from God. What is that decision that you and I make? Do we say yes to Jesus? Do we say yes to God? Amen?